Track number 3, study results. 1. Online banking / financial service appreciation poll results. What do people living with disability think about the quality of online banking / financial services? To answer that question, we conducted a poll allowing us to identify the profile of our 65 respondents, learn about their appreciation of online banking / financial services, collect general and specific comments on those services. Salient points. As for the profile of our respondents, the poll revealed that nearly 75% were 50 and older, nearly 90% do business with a group of 5 banking / financial institutions, and that refers us to footnote number 3, which reads as follows. In order of importance, Desjardins 42%, National Bank of Canada 20%, Royal Bank of Canada 12%, Toronto Dominion 7%, Bank of Montreal 7%. Back to the main text. Still in salient points, more than 85% use speech synthesis, text-to-speech, as an assistive technology. More than 30% are low income. Notably, our poll taught us that more than 40% have trouble finding information when they consult the website or mobile application of their banking / financial institutions. More than 25% have trouble paying a bill or making a transfer between accounts, between people, or with Interact. More than 20% have trouble checking their balances. Comments on problems encountered. Respondent comments describe the problematic situations they experienced, representing hindrances in the effective use of online banking / financial services in different locations and at different times. Here is a non-exhaustive list of perception problems. Loss of focus on the screen, unlabeled or poorly labeled form fields, menus that are difficult to navigate, no feedback following an action, poor color contrasts, too much informational content, too many links or other clickable areas, and text that is difficult to understand. 2. Functional testing results. Our group of 21 testers was divided into 3 subgroups. The first one, made up of 6 testers, 5 blind people and 1 with low vision, conducted monitored functional testing on 10 Canadian online banking / financial platforms. And this refers us to footnote number 4, which reads as follows. Laurentian Bank of Canada, Bank of Montreal, BMO, National Bank of Canada, BNC, Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, CIBC, Desjardins, Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation, HSBC, Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, Scotiabank, Tangerine, and Toronto Dominion, TD. Back to the main text. They tested the accessibility of informational pages, such as the FAQ, the procedure for reporting a lost or stolen card, opening an account, or applying for home insurance. The 12 testers of the second subgroup, 8 blind people, 2 with low vision, and 2 with motor impairments, did non-monitored functional testing on the transactional pages of their own accounts. Those tests were intended to analyze the accessibility of simple transactions like paying bills, making transfers between accounts, or via Interact, verifying balances, and modifying personal profiles. The third subgroup, comprised of 3 people with cognitive impairments, participated in a series of discussions that allowed us to collect comments on the general usability of banking / financial sites. Informational page testing results. Some of the problems we observed appear to us to be major and primary because users were confronted with, for example, situations in which they could no longer continue the process of opening an account or their user experience became annoying and tedious due to too many barriers. In fact, several testers said that those barriers created disorientation and cognitive overload for them, and if they are not committed to carrying out the testing for the project, those barriers would have led most of them to abandon the process of opening accounts, applying for insurance, or searching for information. On the other hand, some problems appear to be less hindering because, although they impede navigation process and were irritants limiting user experience quality, the testers said that they could still overcome them. An experimental case, an attempt to open an online account. The context of opening an online account was created via a transactional process or tunnel requiring users to enter personal information to then be validated with a credit check. For security issues, we limited that experience to entering the information in the form up to the final step of consenting before sending the request. Here we present some examples of barriers, major and irritating, encountered during the testing. Examples of major obstacles. 1. Non-functional interactive component. Finding: after activating the Open an Account link, a dialog box appeared, but the screen reader did not recognize it, so it then became impossible to continue in the account opening process, automatically ending the experience. Solution: once the modal window opens, it is necessary to focus on it without being able to leave it before making a selection from the proposed options. 2. Insufficient time. Finding: on some banking financial institution websites, once the Open an Account button was activated, a timer started. If the form was not completed within a certain amount of time, about 45 minutes, the session would expire, and users would be automatically ejected from the form. Solution: instead of ejecting users after the time expires, it would be better to offer a dialog box displaying an option to continue the task. For example, with a question such as, quote, "Would you like more time to complete your request? Yes, no," unquote. 3. Unannounced modal window / dialog box. Finding: when a link or button activated a dialog box, the screen reader fairly frequently did not announce the opening of that window. Solution: area role equal dialog would have to be added to announce a modal window, for example, a tooltip or, quote, "this link" button will open in a modal window, unquote. 4. Poorly labeled worded form field button or link. Finding: when navigating among form fields, if they are in compliance with accessibility rules, it is enough to use the tab key to move from one field to another. However, if the form field labels are not explicit, users can get confused about the information required of them. Solutions: labels and descriptions need to be explicit and appropriate. For example, instead of the typical case of, quote, "to learn more," unquote, indicate the subject relating to that button or link. For example, quote, "to learn more about use conditions," unquote, or, quote, "to learn more about this promotional offer," unquote, etc. 5. Lost focus after modifying a form section. Finding: at the end of the account opening process, we wanted to modify a section at the beginning of the form and then return to the summary. In several cases, it was impossible to return to the summary, forcing us to review all the other sections of the form before reaching the summary. Solution: after a modification is made, a mechanism should allow us to return to focusing on our starting point, the process summary. 6. Unannounced external links. Finding: fairly frequently, links did not announce their opening context. a blind person would not know if the links were internal or opened in a new window or tab. Solution: for each link, a message would have to be added indicating the expected result after activation. For example, quote, "This link will open in a new window," unquote. 7. Non-textual content equivalence. Finding: we observed the pointless usage of text equivalents for decorative images. The information contained in those text equivalents is superfluous and it unnecessarily overloads the reading of the interface. Solution: avoid using text equivalents for images that only have a decorative purpose. 8. Translation gaps. Finding: despite the fact that French was a language tag, we frequently discovered that several passages contained in the web pages we analyzed were not translated. Solution: conform to the page language by translating each element comprising the page without forgetting the image replacement text and all textual elements added specifically for screen readers and that are not visible on the screen. 9. Hard-to-use slideshows. Finding: on-screen captures presented in slideshows, whether for bill payments or reporting a lost or stolen card, pausing animations indicated where users had to click to proceed. Although those displays are technically accessible, they are difficult to use for blind people, and so they tend not to use them. Solution: an alternative viewing method could be provided, for example, a numbered list of all the steps in the bill payment process. Accordions are completely appropriate interactive components to present that type of explanation. Examples of irritating barriers: lack of feedback between form sections. Finding: at the bottom of each form section, a button allows users to go to the following section. Once activated, the interface goes to the following section, but users are not notified, leading them to believe that nothing has happened after a few seconds of waiting. Solution: when the button is activated, the interface should automatically announce the heading of the new form section. 2. Erroneous attribution of language tags, Francophone users. Finding: the screen reader reads the page but with an Anglophone accent, which makes navigation irritating and even incomprehensible. Solution: modify attribute from LANG equals EN to LANG equals FR. 3. Instructions without navigation markers. Finding: users are instructed to go to a location on the right side of the page, click on the button in the menu on the right, or touch to manage their invoices. Several testers reported that that type of instruction did not allow them to find the location on the page. Solution: add the name of the interactive component to be accessed. For example, quote, "click on the button, link, or XYZ tab," unquote. Users will then have a marker to activate the interactive component. Transactional page testing results. For security personal information protection reasons, our transactional testing was conducted via a questionnaire for respondents that asked them to report, based on the four accessibility principles, perceivable, operable, understandable, and robust, their experience during real transactions they conducted in their respective accounts. According to the assistive technologies the respondents used, JAWS, VoiceOver, TalkBack, and ZoomText, the testing results show recurring accessibility problems for the four banking/financial institutions on which we performed transactional testing: NBC, Desjardins, RBC, and Tangerine. And this refers us to footnote number 5, which reads as follows: it was not possible to recruit enough testers in the context of the study to verify the functionality of all the site's transactional pages. To identify the prevalence of the problems encountered, we decided to categorize the results based on the number of occurrences of accessibility rule violations or testers reported. And this sends us to footnote number 6, that reads as follows: guideline definitions, https://www.w3.org/TTR/WCAG20. Back to the main text. That categorization also provided the kind of action plan allowing us to prioritize the tasks to be accomplished to correct those problems and thereby help to improve interface accessibility. 2.4.6, headings and labels, 22 occurrences. 2.4.3, focus order, 10 occurrences. 1.4.3, contrast, minimum, 9 occurrences. 1.3.1, info and relationships, 8 occurrences. 2.1.1, keyboard, 5 occurrences. 1.3.3, sensory characteristics, 4 occurrences. 2.4.2, page titled, 4 occurrences. 1.1.1, non-text content, 3 occurrences. 3.2.3, consistent navigation, 3 occurrences. 3.2.4, consistent identification, 3 occurrences. 3.3.2, labels or instructions, 2 occurrences. 2.2.1, timing adjustable, 2 occurrences. Accessibility compliance testing results. Using two automated assessment tools, WAVE and AxeDev tools, and this sends us to footnote number 7, which reads as follows. For WAVE, https://wave.webaim.org. For AxeDev tools, https://bit.ly/37018C J. Back to the text. Using two automated assessment tools, WAVE and AxeDev tools, for the 10 banking/financial institutions we studied, we tested 6 informational pages with similar functions on all those institutions' site: home, FAQ, to contact us, lost or stolen card, opening an account, and fees and interest rates. And this refers us to footnote number 8, which reads as follows. For security issues, no banking/financial institution administrators agreed to give us access to practice accounts, which would have allowed us to conduct compliance testing on the transactional part of their websites. Back to the text. Our compliance testing allowed us to observe a major recurrence of some types of errors. For example, most of the pages presented color contrast problems, absent or redundant alternative text, and empty or unlabeled links and buttons. Furthermore, several pages seem to contain an inadequate application of some ARIA attributes for content, which can make those pages inaccessible to assistive technologies. In the table below, readers can see an average of the most commonly encountered problems. For example, for all the pages we tested, 80% of them contained text with insufficient color contrast. Accessibility compliance testing results. 1. insufficient color contrast, 80%. 2, redundant links, 70%. 3, unlabeled or empty links, 50%. 4, multiple ID attributes, 45%. 5, unlabeled or empty fields, 40%. 6, unlabeled or empty buttons, 40%. 7, unauthorized area attributes, 30%. 8, very small text, 30%. 9, images without alternative text, 25%.